United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Well, so blew me away to see that he had passed away yesterday afternoon, evening in California. Just not what I wanted to hear. I was looking forward to seeing him in concert later this year. We had just talked about him coming with some other people to the Youngstown area with some things that Gerald Buell is doing from his setup of people. And it's just like, oh man, nah, I can't believe this. Anyway, George Duke, dead at the age of 67. An absolute master. Well, anyway, I hope that you all are doing well out there today, and I hope that bad things are far from your doorstep, and I pray that God is blessing everybody under the sound of my voice. I know that there are those that may not know who George Duke is, but just want to let you know, he was a great, great, great talent. Local caller, you're in the air on Tracy and Friends here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial.
Hey, good afternoon, John.
Hey.
Hey, I was getting ready to call you and tease you and say what you know about the Dookie stick.
Oh,
I didn't know he died.
Are you serious, man?
I didn't know that.
Oh, man, he passed away last night. They're saying that, they're not saying what he died of, but his wife just died last year this time.
Okay.
So that was really something. But George, yeah, man.
I would name some of his proteges, but you only on till 3 o'clock. man, he put some people out there, man. Gino Vannelli.
Oh man.
Hardcastle.
Oh my God.
Man, I mean, you know, he dealt with that's what people don't know about. I don't know. I'm assuming they don't know. He backed up a lot of white artists.
Absolutely.
You know, if you read the credit back at the album.
Yeah, I absolutely. I mean, George Duke was one of my heroes, man.
Yeah. You know what I told you? I was going to call you. I got a joke for you that I appreciate.
Okay.
But it's a true story.
Okay.
I can write well. You know, I'm in school. No, I'm not bragging because I'm not that good in math, but I can write.
Okay.
And so I did my final paper in criminology
mm-hmm.
on the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman. And then I've been getting, you know, A's and B's on all my papers, but I got a C on my final paper.
Okay.
And so we was hanging out there, you know, because the teacher's not around, the professor. He just left him there for us. Man, you got to see. Everybody was shocked. So then what'd you write on? I told him. This one black girl looked at me. She said, "Now see, if you'd have wrote on Daffy Duck, you'd have got your A or your B like you usually did."
That's crazy.
She said, "You're supposed to need that subject alone. What's wrong with you?"
Yeah.
And I figured you could appreciate that one.
Well, I got attacked yesterday on Facebook. because I said something about somebody complained about the neighborhood gardens going up throughout Youngstown.
Yeah, they let that one go over by me.
Where is that at?
It's on Oak Hill.
Oh.
They took care of it last year, not this year.
Yeah, I wonder why. I don't know why. Maybe they're leaving the ground fallow or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the bottom line was, I told him, I said, these people don't want you independent of anything unless you are very subservient to them. So, yeah, they'll teach you how to work a garden in the city, but they won't put any business incubators and any free enterprise zones in your area so that you could teach your kids how to, do business and prosper. You got to do it by the sweat of your brow. And I said, these are the progressives. These aren't conservatives doing this.
Well, you know, you got to always say you got to go get it yourself.
You do have to go get it yourself. And that was my point. I was trying to say, We need to stop being dependent on people. You know, I don't want to be dependent on anybody. I'm sorry. I am not. I'm just not with it. And it's just crazy. I don't want to do that. I'm not feeling it. I don't want somebody telling me what I could do. And I told him, I said, you know, progressivism has to offer exactly what Mayor Bloomberg is trying to do.
Right.
And that is run people's lives because he thinks that they ought to be this way, healthier, or that way, whatever.
I think he's going to run for president.
You know what?
Yeah.
It would be a shame, but I think that idiot would win. Because, yeah, because the people aren't thinking.
Then he can be King George for real.
Well, that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Twice the Supreme Court has said, no, you can't tell people they can't have a 32 ounce.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But he going back another time to try to get it done.
But you know, back to what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like I went back to school. You know what I've been telling people, man. It's hard to believe. Man, I got over a year done that fast.
Right.
And I graduated this one in my associate's part.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, you know, wow, I look back, damn, where did the time go?
Well, here's the thing. It's either going to be good time or wasted time, one of the two.
We're just getting in and do it, that's all.
Exactly. I told my daughter I was going to go back, so I'm behind now. To get what I, well, no, I'm not. I'm really all I need is 2 years for what I wanted to do because I have enough for everything else. I have enough for about 3 different degrees that I went to school for.
That's what was hurting me, and a couple of them they didn't let go through, so I had to redo some things.
Mm-hmm.
Man, just go ahead and get in there and do it. Like I say, man, a year went by that fast.
As soon as I get some personal business straightened around, you know, I intend to. Because I never want to stop learning. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And
I'm gonna hang up nothing about it. You know.
Well, I got you. Well, I'm getting ready to start complaining here because I'm a little upset about some stuff.
Okay. You know, I hit you with one more before I go.
Do your thing, man. Man, you know you're always welcome. You know that.
I'm a real big George Howard fan.
Uh huh. Me too.
And I looked him up on, he's deceased.
Yeah.
I looked him up on Amazon. Man, his albums still go for CDs rather. They still go for $18, $16.
Man, George Howard ain't no joke.
Well, a lot of people ain't hip to him. Whenever I play it, somebody say, man, who was that? Then they give you the old Kenny G. That's if you'll stop.
Yeah, you know, and Kenny G, guess what? Kenny G's best playing, not that he's not tough, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, he can go.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. He's a bad boy. But his best playing was when he was playing with Jeff Lorber.
Right, right.
Man.
Living Express.
Exactly. They smoked all the time.
Yeah,
man,
I ain't gonna knock him because he made that song Songbird, and that's what made him some money.
Oh, I mean, that's his first thing, and it was very cheaply made, and you could tell. Hey, man, come on down to Jazz in the Park. If you haven't been, you miss some serious shows, man.
Yeah, I've seen you on tape. I haven't been down there.
Okay.
I'm gonna come this year.
Yeah, cause some we had a young lady that. I think it. What was the song she did? Sarah Smile is playing on 107.3. She came down with a group called Hub's Groove, and they smoked the park on Sunday. They smoked, and it was just good. And we're gonna have Willie Ross from the former guitar player of the OJs this week, and so I mean it's down. We'll be at the B&O this time, but
it's gonna be Sunday.
Yes, sir. 3 to 7.
Okay,
so
I'm coming down there.
Yeah, holler at me, man. So you know we finally meet face to face.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab you on. I'm gonna tell you who I am.
Right, partner.
All right, man.
All right.
See ya.
Thank you. I will do that. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're here on WSOM 600 AM afternoon with Tracy and friends. Looking at the things that are happening, I wanted to bring this up yesterday, and we went the way that you know that we were going. So you know, it was a good thing. We had fun, but I wanted to bring your attention to the events of this last weekend. And in the last weekend, you had many of our embassies shut down as a result of threats from the Al-Qaeda that the president said was on the run last year when he was running for re-election. Now, I had a relative of mine that went on a missionary trip with our church to Africa. And first of all, he was stuck in France for a few days. And then to get to the southern part of Africa, he had to go a roundabout way to get down there because of these threats. Now they're telling us we got to get out of Yemen. And Yemen is trying to say, I'm not going to read this until I see what it's what it really is saying. But something about U.S. evacuates American bombs Yemen, or U.S. evacuates Britain. You have to understand what you're dealing with when you're dealing with the doggone radical Islam. Hold on, we're going to be right back. We're going to be right back after these messages, and then I'll start the vent. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Be right back.
Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal: ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, when liberals use the Bible and Christianity to advance their progressive ends, well, the mainstream media agrees with them. For them, it's just, oh, yeah, I agree with that. When a conservative uses the Bible and Christianity to advance a conservative point, they hyperventilate the media. They're warning of a coming theocracy in America.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com, or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Once again, afternoon, the sounds of Mr. George Duke. George Duke. Dead at the age of 67, one of my great heroes. Sorry, Green Dog, and whoever you are. I like fusion. If you don't like it, you got to go and see ya. I'm not going to apologize for the music I played. That is my great, great hero. Once again, though, we're talking about here on Afternoon with Tracy Friends here on WSOM 600 AM and on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends and on iHeartRadio at WSOM 600 AM as well. Matt, you're in the air. Talk to me.
Hey, Jeff. I'm just the fuel for the fire you're about to create. So if you go ahead and get off your chest what you need to get off and then come back to me, I think I'll probably answer it quite well.
Okay. This is what's bothering me. We go through 8 years of George Bush, who attempted to stabilize the Middle East by injecting our presence in two areas. One is the war in Iraq, which Saddam Hussein bit the hand that fed him. He fought the United States. He invaded Kuwait and didn't want to get out when we told him to get out after we, Bush 1, had allowed him to go in, which I understood his being upset with it. But when somebody has created your country for you and your whole economic system and caused you to be a certain way, then you need to kind of pull back a little bit and work with them. But no, he thought that he had some upper hands, and he changed everything that he was doing. He was going to sell his oil on the euro. We don't know whether he had joined forces with Iran or had talks with Iran. They did have some talks, but we don't know what those talks were about, because our people didn't let us know, and neither did they let us know what was going on. But that's neither here nor there. We went into Iraq, and we stabilized the Middle East to a point. We also went into Afghanistan, where they were growing terrorists by leaps and bounds. The country is nothing but poppy seeds, and that's what made Afghanistan another place that we had to deal with, because they were sending people out of there in all parts of the world, like they are from Yemen right now. And here it is. Bush goes in, and he, not wisely at times, because if he had done what Colin Powell said, we would have not had a problem. He said, go in with overwhelming force and take it over, both places, and then you deal from there. Because he said, if you don't do it that way, if you break it, you own it. And that's exactly what happened. Exactly what happened. So that was George Bush's debacle and mess up. But still, we had a jump-off point for there to go into Pakistan in case that government failed and those nuclear weapons had to be secured. And we had a jump-off point to stop Iran, from creating a nuclear weapon. Understand, that's why you have the jumped talks in the Middle East right now. You have the talks in the Middle East right now with the United States trying to short circuit what is going on with Israel and them getting ready to go into Iran. Because they're going to stop them from getting that bomb ready. And they are there. They've had enough time to purify their nuclear weapons. We're sitting here at home with a terrible economy, with 77% of the people, 77% of the jobs created have all been part-time jobs. But we have people rah-rah, sis-boom-bawing on the sideline, talking about good job, and still with just over 50% good rating for El Presidente. I am absolutely shocked. I'm absolutely livid. At first, the American people, and then I can't take all of this. I can't take it. And now we're in danger all over the world, and they're not telling you anything, but we're going to close down our embassies because we had this strike. Why? Because of what you're doing in the Middle East. You turned the Middle East over to radical Islam, and then you expected them to play ball with you. You're a fool. You can't play ball with the ideology that says, if you're not a believer, I can lie to you. I can do anything to you because you're an infidel. And I can kill you and God will reward me for killing you. And if I kill myself in the process of killing you, then God welcomes me with great rewards in heaven. This is not just some little jump-up group of people that want to dominate. They believe what they believe. And this administration in 4 years has totally given them control of a good third of the world. You better start drilling here in the United States, because when the Suez Canal does close up, your allies will be dead in the water. This is inept leadership. You have scandal after scandal, and he's trying to play it off as though they're fake scandals, but we know that they're not fake. We know. So, my good friends, I really am upset about this, and I don't know why the American people don't think that this is, he's doing a good job. Where do you get this from? Somebody call me and tell me. Go ahead, Matt. But where is that coming from?
Jeff, you hit the nail right on the head when you said you blame the American people first. That is absolutely what it was, or what it is. Yesterday, you had said, you know, you had talked about this upcoming show today and talked about what the main problems are with, and why the world is going downhill. And it really does deal with either an electorate or the people. It has nothing to do with leadership in the country and in the world as a whole anymore. It really is the people that allow it to happen. The two biggest things that are a threat to humanity is naivety, followed very closely by hypocrisy. And that's what we see quite a bit, because once you're naive, a lot of people will back up these people or these people that they've elected by becoming hypocrites. I just had a conversation last night with somebody on Facebook that I don't know personally, but they were friends of mine, because I was so interested in the way that they thought, because they were so liberal. They honestly made some of the callers on this show that we know that are lovely liberal callers, but they make them. She makes these people look like Ayn Rand. That's how liberal she is. And she was talking about abortion, and I don't want to get into abortion on this, but she was talking about abortion. We've talked about it for 2 years now, and she was completely for it. She said that it's not a baby. It's nothing but an embryo and whatever. It's not a human baby yet. All of a sudden, now she's pregnant, and I've been watching these posts that she's been putting up for the last 3 or 4 months, and all she's calling it is a baby. So she's a hypocrite. While still, and that's the way everything is with what's going on in the country. And I mean, look at the election of Barack Obama. People were naive to think that Barack Obama would actually go ahead and make good on these promises, pull all the troops out of these countries, close down Gitmo, all of these promises that he made. And then when he didn't follow through with them, as a matter of fact, he's accelerating these things. A lot of people then go from naivety to hypocrisy, and it's ruining the human race as a whole.
It's certainly ruining the United States as a whole. And
well, absolutely, I know that, Jeff, it is. But the United States right now is the first country on planet Earth that has the power of a free thinking people. And that's why it's one of the most, if not, well, it used to be the most powerful country on the planet. But we had a real chance to make a change for planets, or make a change for absolute evil. And that's what we've apparently, the path we've chosen.
Well, here's my one thing that I will have to say for the American voter. Most of the people that voted because they really believed that it, the first time anyway, that this was going to be a change. You're going to put this, you know, this intelligent looking and talking black man in office. without looking at what he said in the first place, but they still, you know, they looked on him as like you seeing somebody that has a good presentation in a job interview. And they really believed that he was going to do it. No track record of doing a doggone thing anywhere in the world, but he could make a good president. My God, people, please wake up. I hope the military wakes up. That's really who I'm hoping wakes up. When you refuse to defend the Constitution of the United States, you are to be removed from office. I'm sorry. Okay? And I can't understand why this is like it is, but I just have to say, it just tells me that we're further along in time than we think, and the progressives have taken over. And the day that the Bible says they'll call evil good and good evil, abortion good, but if you say, tell them that don't have sex, you're evil. You don't want to buy my, pills, you're evil. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. I got to take a break, Mac, and if you're on, please hold on and be right back after these messages. Jeff in the air chair. See ya.
With your headline news. Police are on the search for the person who stole a bank bag from a customer outside of a Huntington Bank branch in Austintown Township. It happened just before noon yesterday. The woman told police she chased the suspect but stopped when he pulled out a gun. The bank bag only had one check and no cash inside, and no one got hurt. Police have provided a description of the suspect. They say he's a black male, 6'3", with a thin build, wearing a light blue shirt, blue jeans, and a hat. If you have any information, call Austintown Police. In Warren, officials are investigating the homicide of a woman whose body was found burning inside of a home. The coroner said the 41-year-old woman died of asphyxiation. Police don't have any suspects right now. And a neighborhood in Youngstown is having a major cat problem. A couple dozen cats are living in and around a vacant home on Parkview Avenue. Some neighbors want the city to bring in an animal rescue group to take the cats. In the meantime, some neighbors are feeding the cats twice a day. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
The excitement of the new Chevrolet is back. 600WSOM.com wants to put you in the virtual driver's seat of today's most advanced vehicles and to give you a chance to win the Auto Lot Jackpot. Just go to our website and enter the Virtual Auto Showcase. There's a door to click for each of the Chevy All-Star dealerships. Check out each dealership right online. Sales hours, service hours, even a map to their front door. And once you're in, you could be just one click away from winning the Auto Lot Jackpot. Your choice of $100,000 worth of vehicles. Let's see. How about five $20,000 cars? Or maybe three $33,000 SUVs? Or how about a pair of $50,000 luxury sedans? Wow. Mix and match up to $100,000.
Thank you so much.
We told you the excitement of the new Chevrolet is back at 600WSOM.com.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number. 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
There, I fixed it.
What is that?
It's our new entertainment center.
It's 2x4s and cinder blocks.
I'm going to post a picture. Go stand by it.
These DVDs are really wedged in here.
No, don't touch it.
For high-end solid wood products, trust the Amish craftsmanship of Weaver's Furniture. Custom orders are available. Just stop by the Weaver's Furniture Showroom at 4537 Gates Road, Middlefield, Ohio. For store hours and more, call Weaver's Furniture 440-693-4685.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again afternoon with Tracy and friends here, Jeff in the air chair, talking about what's going on in the country, in the world, how we're in the positions that we're in and why. You can go look these things up for yourself, and I would pray that you would. And if I'm wrong, I want you to call me and challenge me. And the reason I say that, I want somebody to tell me and justify to me why they think things are happening like they are. And don't give me this craziness about the Republicans stopping his jobs bills. He jobs billed his tail off to the tune of $750 billion. And excuse my mouth, please, pissed away most of it, which everybody was telling him, you can't do it that way. Government does not create jobs. They create an atmosphere whereby jobs can be had. But they don't create jobs. So my point is this. Then why don't we have any jobs? Why? Because first of all, you raised taxes on the 1% that they won that public relations battle. Okay, these are the job creators, the people that own and invest the monies. You took their a chunk of their money at the beginning of the year. And also your payroll taxes went up. For all of you all that can't really count, but notice that maybe I got less in my paycheck. Why? Because your payroll tax was not renewed as well. So that's going to D.C. to be pissed away as well. Okay? Okay, now here we go with the other side of this. I mean, with some more of this. Now, we're sitting, no jobs. The only jobs that are being created are part-time positions. Then you have a stupid behind health care law. Challenge me on this, please, if I'm wrong. There's insurance people that hear me, call me. Tell me, Jeff, you stupid. Shut up. Tell me whatever it is. I want to hear it. I want to be corrected. I want to know the truth. And that's what I'm asking you. Correct me, please. Okay, now, here it is. You go to get this law, and it tells people that under so many different, you know, under so much of people that you have employed, 50 people, you cannot sit around and hire so many people, or you have to pay a penalty. So people are dropping their employment rolls down below 50 people as close as they can and operating, doing more with less. And then you're wondering why there's no jobs and the economy is still bad. The government, the Fed, excuse me, which they're getting ready to replace the Fed, and they're looking at replacing it with a woman, whether the woman is qualified or not, but a woman, so that the image of this administration goes on to say we're woman friendly. You're going to replace them with a woman. I'm sorry, Matt, you're live if you want to chat in on it. But here it is, you're doing this, and guess what? Woman might not be qualified, but you're going to try to put one in there anyway just because. I guess we did it with a president, so I guess it's okay. So it might as well be that those who he appoints, they don't have to be qualified for anything either.
Yeah, and it's funny you say just because, and that's absolutely true. Just because tends to hurt the direction you're trying to go. If you Obama is just you just look at the stats. Obama is not doing this country a bit of good, but he was put in just because. That's what you're going to get with everything when you start mandating that these positions be filled by certain people just because. Let's not do it just because. Let's put them in because of the right reasons. Because, number one, they're qualified. A bonus might be because they're female or black. That, you know, but when you put in somebody just because, you're actually hurting that cause and, well, causing an atmosphere that we have today. A very stressed out race relation that's absolutely awful. You get what you get now. That's a just because.
They won the election because they manipulated minorities in inner cities and areas to outvote the people that live outwards where they are, to outvote those people in the suburbs and in the heartland. And so now what you have is a voter out of the inner city, whether he be black or white or Hispanic, that really doesn't know what the system is supposed to do or how it works. I didn't say all, but a lot of them don't. Most of them don't. And they're going to vote because they're promised things, Obamacare being one, food stamps being one. And how in the world do you go down to a foreign country, Mexico, and advertise and to teaching people how to get food stamps in America? Who does that? That's, you know, I don't understand, you know. So here it is. I'm talking to people that think I'm absolutely out of my gourd. They think that I'm absolutely out of my gourd. Why? Because I don't agree with what the president is saying. I don't agree with what the president is doing. He has ruined the ability in this country for you to be free financially anymore. You will never reach that. There will never be a thriving middle class in this country if these policies are allowed to stay in place. There is a breaking point. I believe that we're going to be very near it if we go another year and cannot stop him from doing the things that he's doing. Now, that's my opinion. Go ahead.
There's just, you know, a lot of it has to do with, and I know a lot of liberals that I talk, and I'm not talking Democrat, Republican here. I'm talking liberal conservative. I'm talking about your core beliefs in the way things should be ran as a country. And I'm seeing liberals right now that are actually struggling, and you can tell by talking to them that they're struggling with their argument. Now, people on that side, they need to realize that it's okay. It's okay to call out people on your side and say, wait a second, you are not representing my beliefs as a liberal, I guess, or as a Democrat, perhaps. How many people in the last 2 years, Jeff, on the right, as conservatives, how many people that are claiming to be representing us have you seen called out by conservatives? I've seen several. I've seen Chris Christie. I've seen Rubio. I've seen some pretty
right.
key players being – I've heard George Bush called out. He was being called out in his fifth, sixth year as president because of some of the things. We call our people out because they are not representing the good of America. And it's time for the left to start doing the same thing, even though you may believe in certain areas, but you can't buy everything. And I mean the whole kit and caboodle. You can't buy everything that's fed to you. Number one, it's stressful on you. It ain't good for your heart. You're going to need that Obamacare faster than you think. You're probably not going to get it the way you think you are.
No, but you're not.
You
let that
stress level go up. It's crazy. Call out your own people from time to time.
That's it. They don't care. No, they don't care because there is this in the people that are the majority of their voters. There's a disconnect between stressful living and anybody that's a Democrat in power. I don't understand that. They've done the most excellent job of demagoguing who's for the poor and who's not. The Democrats are not for poor people. And I'm talking about national Democrats. And because they're progressives, and progressives are not for poor people. They are for the elite. That's who they are. And I didn't say rich white Republicans. I said the elite. And I'm talking about right. Your academic elite. Look at what we're dealing with the NBC and is it ABC or whoever, I can't know who it is, that are getting ready to do the Clinton movies just before the 2016 elections.
Mm-hmm.
So they can help her get look in a good light. And then they want, you know, Republicans. I don't blame Reince Priebus. Reince Priebus said it. We're not going to take part in those, in any of your debates. And I'm sure whether it backfires or not, there's a time when it's time to stand. There's a time to stand even if you know you're going to lose.
Right, and there's a time that you look for somebody else. They seem to be bouncing off of certain people. I mean, Obama came out of nowhere, really. So I guess I can kind of give that to him because they didn't do the research. But now they're going back Clinton, who's proved as Secretary of State that she's just completely incapable of these jobs of you know, overseeing her job, for lack of a better word. But I mean, you know, it's like with us, the newest one that the conservatives have been going after for good reason is Paul Ryan, because of some of the poor choices he's been making. And you might say, well, right. We dodged a bullet by not, you know, putting him in. But I disagree with that. I feel I took a 50 cal to the forehead instead of a 22. But if they were voted into office and they started pulling that thing, as a conservative, I'm looking for the next conservative. I'm not looking to put those people back in office. I'm looking to get them out and put in the right person. That's the difference between conservatism and liberalism in America, is conservatism is always looking for the better person. They'll kick their own person out of office to put in the proper person because there was a bit of a mistake made. A liberal won't. They'll stick with the same people, with the same ideas, with the same track record of lies and just the biggest lines of BS you've ever seen.
The corruption. We know the corruption goes all the way to the White House. We know it does because chief counsel of the IRS in the IRS scandal, he absolutely knew and gave the orders to hurt those people that were conservatives trying to organize to beat the president. So what does that tell you?
What does it tell you when you have the director of Timothy Geithner. When you have that scandal where the man cheats on his taxes. Okay, this is the man who's responsible for the finances of the country, and he's cheating on his own taxes.
Well, they don't care anything about that. The only ones they want taxed are the ones that are productive, because they don't want a productive nation. He's going on this tour talking about jobs, which is foolishness. I'm sorry. We're going to go to a break here in a second. Afternoon with Tracy and friends. We're coming up to the top of the hour news break, and we're going to be right back after this. I am livid, and maybe I'm livid at some of you people out there that aren't paying attention in my estimation. I think that you need to rethink your positioning, and I think you need to tell your government to stay out of your business, number one, to leave business alone so that they can create jobs in this country, because it's not government to create jobs. They only create the atmosphere. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Afternoon.
about some things going on in the world, in the country. I think our government has just been totally stupid over the past 5 years. And not to say that during the Bush administration he did everything right, because that is not true. This is not true at all. Okay, they made their mistakes, there's no doubt about it. But in making their mistakes, they made their mistakes in the aim of protecting the American people and protecting American interests. But when you do stupid things like tell the Russian leader you'll be more flexible after the election. Now, you know I was on that. Anybody that heard me, I was on that. Because that ticked me off like you wouldn't believe. But that's because I'm a person that deals with principle when it comes down to stuff. I'm real, real stickler on principle. Now, didn't say that I'm perfectly adhere to what I believe in all the time. We all stray from what we believe in sometimes. But we don't make a standard of it. We have a standard of principles, of law, of what's something that's going to be somewhat moral, which we are not. You had Putin, no less, defending Christianity, probably primarily because he more or less knows that Christianity is keeping his economy afloat. And that's the thing that people don't understand. That when you have God's people around, they bless your country. They bless your house. They bless your workplace. And I know people don't believe that. But God puts a blessing on his people. And if you treat his people right, you'll prosper. That's why it's very important for us to treat Israel correctly. I know there's some people, those aren't the real Jews, this, that, and another. No, those are the real Jews. There may be removed several generations, but it doesn't matter. You have Jews everywhere in the world, Jewish people. I'm sorry, I don't understand the ones here in the United States. Because by and large, they are the most of this progressive cabal. They agree with it, lock, stock, and barrel. They fund it. They're there all the time for it. What are you thinking? These people hate you. They hate Israel. Now, because of the Holocaust, I know many of you don't believe anymore. I understand. But please understand that the book you believe in told you this was going to happen and how he was going to deliver you. So you need to take a second look, please. Please take a second look. Well, that's my rant. Give me a call, 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229. If you so want to comment on anything, Matt, your line is open. I'm really, it's just bothering me. We set this in order. This country set this in order. They're going crazy in Yemen. They're going crazy in Egypt because they want the Muslim Brotherhood back in power. The one that was very pro-Sharia, the leader that shut down the government in certain parts of it and went Sharia law on them. And then started fighting and not cooperating with the West.
And oh, you know what? Let's make it clear, Jeff, that when you say they want or they're doing, we're talking about a large part of they being Al Qaeda, which President Obama said during his second run for president, and it was a big part of his stump speech. It was Al Qaeda's on the run and Osama bin Laden is dead. He said that at every single stump speech.
Yes, he did.
Up until the last month he was running.
Yeah, and he couldn't until the last month because they started blowing stuff up and acting a fool over there, and then so then he couldn't say that so loudly because he knew that it would be put on Front Street. But the news media helped him out. They didn't say anything about it till after the election. 334, you're in there.
Yeah, this is real interesting this morning, this afternoon, what you guys are saying, because in concept, agree with what you want for the most part. But at the same time, I mean, our government is complicit in terrorism, not in the sense of going out. And I mean, we are complicit. I mean, if you look at the documentation of the CIA dealings with Osama bin Laden, as far as and they not labeling him a real true part of the 9/11 attack, as well as the Al Qaeda connection. We used Al Qaeda to overthrow Libya. I'm just trying to. My thing is, like, we're only getting part of the story. So, I mean, if, you know, and I just looked at. I read a book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and in that book he was talking about what was he saying? He was saying that how we did Panama. We invaded Panama, and then we turned around less than a year later, about 7-8 months later, we're going into Iraq, Kuwait, for getting after Saddam for doing something, the same thing we did. Because when we took down Noriega, we went into a country because he broke laws in his – our laws on our land had nothing to do with what he was doing in his own country. So that was, you know, he wasn't really bending on the canal, so we were kind of upset about that situation. So
there's a big difference there, though. I mean, you're coming with something. We allowed Saddam Hussein under Bush 1 to deal with Kuwait for slant drilling up under their country. Okay?
Invaded Kuwait.
He invaded Kuwait because we told him he could do something about it. Now, when we did that, he messed with what's from England, the oil company. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? BP,
British Petroleum.
Okay, so we told him no, you can't deal with that because Margaret Thatcher had a fit. Okay, so now he came back, but he was upset, and he set all the oil wells on fire. He did a lot of damage to that country before he got out of there. And, you know, we left him alone more or less because he got out. But we made him get out because he wasn't going to get out after we gave him permission to go in. Or we gave him permission to do something about it. So now that's George Bush 1, okay, debacle. But now, here it is, he raises his hand again a couple years later, and he will not let those people come into the country. Okay, and then he's making plans to sell the
let
oil that we developed
let
for him.
People. Uh-huh.
What, tell me my statement now, because I just lost my train of thought when you interrupted.
No, you're saying, no, I was asking, you said let the people, you're saying he was doing something with the oil that we developed for him, but
yeah.
You were saying he refused to let the people have free reign? Are you talking about the UN weapons inspectors?
Yes, he did not let the UN's weapons inspectors into the country to let us know whether he had stuff or not, because we were forcing him at that time not to sell his oil. Don't forget that regime change in Iraq was put into law in the United States by President Clinton. Okay, President Clinton made this.
The point I was trying to make, Jeff, was that if you really look at our government, our CIA,
our, I think it was it Theodore Roosevelt's nephew started this whole idea of corporations coming in, doing different things for people to take down or to manipulate a particular paramountcy or what is it, country, into doing what it is that we want them to do. And if they refuse to, we use a certain amount of tactics, the final tactic being war. Now, this isn't just the United States we're talking about. I'm not talking about us as a people. I'm talking about the country, not the country, but corporations, certain, the same people. There are certain people that do these things that we have to take into account and into the equation. And this isn't being reported unless, well, the new media is, but not the old-style media. We're not going to see this on television, not even with Sean Hannity. He doesn't talk about this type of stuff. So there are factors at hand. Like with 9/11, people got upset with Ron Paul. But look, 90% of the reason that they said they came and attacked us were reasons that things that we had actually done to them. It wasn't, people talk about our lifestyle. Yeah, they threw that in there. But people aren't just going up there attacking Sweden and all different. They're attacking us for specific reasons of things that we have done. And then you look at the CIA and different things that were done, like the guy that preceded Manuel Noriega, his plane, his helicopter just mysteriously blew up. That was a CIA hit. I mean, these people are doing all types of wrongs with drugs and different things, and then we come back and say, oh, they're just jealous of our lifestyle. They tell us what to think. I'm not going to toe that line anymore. I'm at the point where I'm just looking at it like, right is right and wrong is wrong. We need to leave these people alone, get out of their countries. Protect our interests doesn't necessarily mean we need to have 400 embassies all over the world. We don't need all that. These people are upset with us for a reason, a valid reason. We're trying to stop people from coming out of the dark ages, and we're trying to use certain people that are friendly to the West and our interests to stay over these countries so we can continue to take resources. Now, I've heard that before, and I argue with people, but the facts of the evidence is there. When you start looking at these different countries and the way things are going, you have to say, wait a minute. Gaddafi made some waves, and now he's dead for a reason. Gaddafi been there all these years, and all of a sudden he's dead. The CIA is complicit. These corporations, these banks, Chase, I would assume Chase is one of them. We don't really know, but I'll bet Chase is. That's Rockefeller's baby. Banks like that, they are doing this. A lot of these big corporations are doing this, and we don't really have fair free market capitalism. What we have is a corporatocracy that runs most and causes a lot of this, that causes a lot of these imbalances in the market and causes death and destruction. They did a study and said once you bomb a country, it grows. The wealth that is created from war is just crazy. You'd be amazed. So
I'm in full agreement with you. To tell you the truth, I'm not against what you're saying at all. But the thing is you have to understand something. That's the method we used to bring about a balance of power in the world. And you still have a China and you still have a Soviet Union that, as we can see, are not our friends. Okay, and look at Mr. Snowden, able to get, be able to be right there inside of the country of Russia without impunity. He can do whatever he wants now.
I'm glad. I'm glad. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't know they were tapping our phones.
Well, I agree. I'm not. That's not my point either. But here's the point. Russia is not our friend, and the president had no reason to be telling the Russian president, I'll be more flexible after the election.
I mean, Barack Obama should have lost. But let's be – okay, I agree. Barack Obama should have lost. He sucks as a president.
Well, I mean,
but let's look at Mitt Romney.
Point.
Look, Jeff, I voted for Mitt Romney, but I'm going to make a point. Mitt Romney – when they were running against Ron Paul, there was a lot of cheating done in the Republican primary.
Mm-hmm.
For Mitt Romney to get where he was, there was some outright cheating because Ron Paul, quite frankly, was the forerunner a while, and it was completely kept under wraps. He was leading, and they never announced it. Because if people had took a look at Ron Paul, he probably, because he appeals to everybody. He does. He doesn't just appeal to Democrats or Republicans. He appeals to both sides. So there's a problem within our own party because we're not really running the party. The party's not the point. The things that you want, strong family, smart economics, is the same thing I want and most people want. But nobody with a brain is going to really attack the situation. And the one guy that was trying to got demonized. So you can go off on foreign policy all you want to, but yeah, we can talk about that. But on the fiscal policy, 90% of the country agreed with this guy. So I just have a problem with, you know, we're not really – it's like they're going to tell us who to vote for again. It's like we – that's what I'm saying. That's the point I was making last time. Everybody kept talking about run for city council like that's going to fix – the $100 billion they print every month, you know.
Well, see, that's my point, and this is what I was going off about, because you got people, and I'm upset with the people, per se, and primarily the supporters that are still saying that this is a good job, he's doing a good job. You've got to be a fool if you can consider this a good job. Now,
that's emotion. I mean, it's emotion. When people, namely black people, like what's his name, Michael Eric Dyson and Al Sharpton.
You know what?
I respect Cornel West. At least Cornel West has the guts to call the guy out.
Michael Eric Dyson to me is a far left wing nut. He's not even a progressive. He's just a nut. He says the most outlandish, stupid things that don't make any sense whatsoever. And
well, he uses words to try to trick people, and I guess that's supposed to scare people because he knows how to use a thesaurus. Look, it is what it is. I mean, people, they were bought out. This shows us right now. You can see it. This guy, they're now there saying, okay, well, it's not going to be Obama's second term, but the next black president is going to do something. He just had to get in there. So now the next guy, at first it was wait to the second term. Now it's, you know, wait to the next president. You know, people are just getting shafted. And as soon as they pass this immigration bill, it's over for black people. It's over.
They're not thinking. I'm not just talking about black people. Because black people don't count that much.
Well, we were talking about America, Michael Eric Dyson and Al Sharpton. I mean, we were just talking about those two. Because Al Sharpton was screaming a little bit until President Obama met with him and buttered him up a little bit.
After he put that check in his pocket. That's there it goes. Okay. When Al Sharpton.
Same thing.
Yes, Kucinich got hung out the back of Air Force One and voted for that health care law. It was the most stupid thing he could have ever done because he's worthless now. He's not going anyplace.
Well, you got a lot of people that still are ignorant enough that they'll sit up there and say, well, he's done some things like the health care bill. Like, they really still think the health care bill is a good thing. There are a lot of ignorant people out there.
Well, it's not. Yeah, they don't know how things work. And so therefore they don't understand how the impact of a health care bill is keeping their kids from having a job. See, they don't see that. They are keeping manufacturing from manufacturing in America. How the EPA is squelching energy to where we're not going to have any other fossil fuel energy to go on unless there is a sheer crisis and people just say, you know, Mr. President, I'm sorry, we're going ahead with XL, we're going ahead with all of this stuff because we cannot be dependent on these fools overseas. And so, you know, that's the bottom line is what it has to be. We have to have a crisis. But we're getting ready to have one, and that just may be good because I hope that they make him look like the fool before the midterm election. Because they're going to.
Well, we're not going to be a superpower anymore. I mean, our days of superpower are over.
I hope that you're wrong. I hope to God that you're wrong, because if we're not a superpower, we're no power, and a lot of people are going to die in this country.
What makes you think that?
Because you don't have anything in the country developed that the people want throughout the world to keep yourself afloat. If you're not the superpower and can afford to rent your own.
I mean, we do, but it's been quelled. It's been quelled. I mean, when people are thinking with emotion and not logic, then thinking logically. They're not thinking, okay, well, what's best for the environment and what's best for the people? They don't think like that. They just think what's best for the environment, screw the people.
The progressives do not want a strong United States. They want a weak United States. Why? Because then they can control the world, because they then take the place of the United States. They take the power position of the United States.
And progressives don't believe in these things like global warming. They know that stuff doesn't exist. They know that half the stuff that they preach about doesn't exist. They use it as a tool and as a weapon to get what they want to go forward.
Exactly. And that's what they've done. They create crises. That's why you have an Al Gore. And I bring this irony up each time so somebody on that left side will catch what I'm saying. Al Gore is telling us the seas will rise and we're going to have over flooding of our coast and we're losing miles of coastland every year. And I'm just telling you, we have to do something about this carbon output. And I think it's this way we have these carbon banks. And they want to do what's called cap and trade, which means you only can produce so much of these greenhouse gases. And they control how much of these greenhouse gases that you use, and it's extremely lucrative, and that's why he built his house on the seashore.
And
so
it's lucrative because these companies will pay that penalty. They're not saying you can't produce these gases. They're saying if you're going to produce these gases and go above it, you need to pay a penalty for that, knowing that
exactly.
These corporations are going to pay it. It's all a money scheme and power control.
That's all it is. And that's why I vehemently fight it. And I'm nobody, but the thing is maybe one day I will be able to speak on a bigger stage and convince some people. But like I said, why hasn't anybody asked Al Gore, why did you build your house on the shoreline then? No, nobody asked those questions. That's because everybody's afraid. They're afraid. And it's stupid. Ask him the question, why, Al Gore, did you build your house on the seashore? 626, you're in there.
Oh, hi, Jeff. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hey. I was just going to tell you how, we always talk about Al Sharpton being a poverty pimp and all of that stuff, but Sean Hannity keeps having him on his show.
I mean that's nothing new. You sound like you're in a big cave or something.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm at work. That's
okay.
Why. But that's the thing, because we're always harping on him. But then again, he keeps being invited to all these shows. So I think when we talk about him, we have to do it both ways because they're both getting paid on both sides.
No,
him to get people angry and upset. And meanwhile, both of them are getting paid.
Well, there's no doubt about it. But go ahead, Matt. Tell you why you disagree.
I was just going to say it's a way to expose the ludicrousy. That's why any of these – and it's not that Hannity will bring people into a trap. People will bring people into a trap. It goes both ways. But either way, if you have the other side on your station, it's a way to expose the ludicrousy.
Well, no, but we already know, but he keeps doing it over and over, not just him, but there's others. And then in the end, you always keep pointing to the Democrats, how bad they are, but you keep inviting them on your show. And then all they do is argue and fuss, and then in the end, it's the American people that suffer.
Well, here's what I'll say. And Sean Hannity, to me, is very ineffective at making points because he's so doggone clannish he can't look reasonably from one side to the other and so therefore I have to reject a lot of Sean's speaking and not that he's not good and he's not bringing up facts because I mean he stayed on Benghazi. He did not let it go, and he was absolutely correct. Okay.
Yeah,
but
and the thing is, I would rather him stay on that topic than have these so-called crazy people on his show, and it never gets anywhere. It's like, then I just go ahead and listen to Chris Matthews then, because it's all the same, Bill Maher, it's all the same old thing,
Well, I mean, but they do that to create to create the dialogue. He wants to make sure he keeps his ratings as well, and he brings him on there and tries to belittle him, and he's the man's not stupid. He just sold out.
No,
okay.
No.
That's all I can tell you, because I've seen the Al Sharpton where he was a real guy and he was really concerned about his people, et cetera, et cetera. But the progressives, they will bring you down that road and they will pay you to be what they want you to be. And you will not step outside of those bounds.
Yeah, it's just like when Sean Hannity and all these other people that hop on the new Black Panther Party. I already know it's going to be an argument. Nothing is going to get solved. I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but he brought attention to him. You saw him. So then you have the chance to make your mind up whether, you know, you're going to write your government and say, why did you let these fools get away with standing outside of a polling place? And then when conservatives want people to show an ID, you're up there marching and talk about it's a poll tax.
Yeah, but then again,
Sean Hannity actually has Mark Furman as a regular on his show. I mean, just off that alone, he loses credibility with me.
I've seen him. It was weird. It was a few weeks ago when the whole Zimmerman trial went down. I was like, oh, my God, they're actually interviewing Mark Furman?
He's a regular, and I'll tell you what. That is one of the things that if I ever get a chance to really dialogue with somebody at Fox, I'll tell them this is why Black people cannot deal with you. You bring a man that had to plead the fifth in the O.J. Simpson trial when he was questioned about whether he planted evidence or not. He could not answer. He pleaded the fifth. Why? Because he knew good and doggone well.
It's great, because this is why I didn't vote for president this time. Look at who I had to go with. So I chose none. Because I refused
to. But we're giving those. We're giving those. That's what I'm saying. We're giving those people. The way they changed at the last convention, now there are only about 10 guys that are going to pick. I don't care about your delegate process, none of that. They're going to pick. Now, the media is going to report on delegates, but they're going to pick who we get to run for president. If there's somebody who comes in, they're going to outright cheat in the Republican Party to keep towing the line of progressive, expansionist, imperialistic way ideology of, you know, we need to go and create democracy. We overthrew a democracy in 1951 in Iran, and now we're trying to go back and put another one in there. It benefits us right now.
Yeah, and look what they did with Herman Cain. They made fun of him because he was CEO of Godfather's Pizza. What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Herman Cain has also been a Federal Reserve banker as well, and
they kind of try to like belittle him, you know. Oh,
yeah,
Godfather's Pizza, man.
The CNN people belittled Herman Cain, not Hannity.
But
Hannity was
no. But it was on both sides. It was kind of like, well,
no, ma'am.
You know,
I
he's too weak. They should have stood behind him. They had every opportunity, and they just
that's
fed
not
it
true.
To the wolves.
That's not true. That's
yeah,
not
that's
true.
Not.
Yeah,
I don't remember
that's not
hearing
true.
That.
I
the
totally believe
the,
that.
No. Wait, man. Whoa,
look
whoa,
look
whoa.
Look what they're doing with the steel. Look how they did steel.
No, you have to. You have to know the difference between conservatives and the media.
Yeah,
Fox News stays behind Herman Cain all the way through the process. Now, you have to report the news that all these women are coming out talking about he's having winkies with them. But he stayed with them. Most of the conservatives I know did not want him to step out of the race.
Why does the conversation always gravitate toward winkyism when you come on, huh?
I don't know.
Hey, Tracy, you would
because
come on when I have said my break is over.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You guys, I'm so sorry. I got to run.
Where are you located?
You guys every day. Uh-uh.
Where are you located out of?
You know what? I've called you before. I'm Lisa from California.
What part of California?
Oh, I live in Southern California.
Do me a favor. Email me your information.
I certainly will. I'm one of your Facebook friends, you and Jeff.
Okay, make sure you email me. Make sure you do it before the week is out.
Thank you.
I certainly will. You guys take care, and I'm going to keep listening.
Wait a minute. Do you have a house with a pool?
No, I don't.
Oh, doggone it.
California.
We all don't have it like that out here.
I was just hoping that, we need somewhere to go on vacation every now and then. You know, my nephew lives out there, so I could come stay with him, and I could just come over and swim.
Let her go back to her house.
Look, it's a good place to visit.
I know that's right. I don't want to live in Southern California anymore.
Yeah, it's getting a bit much.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right,
yes.
Sis.
Okay,
hey, thanks a lot.
Guys, take care. All right.
You too.
Bye.
South Kakalaki, you are in the
What's
air.
What's up?
It's got
it's
to be you, bro.
Here. It's raining.
Mm. But you
Plus,
know what?
You
it
know.
Never rains in Southern California. but boy, let me tell you, it pours.
you stole my line, Jeff.
Man, I'm having a sad day here, man. George Duke died.
Who?
George Duke.
Really? Oh, Jeff, did you check that out?
No. Are you serious?
No, not on Facebook. This was a...
No.
I hope they're wrong, but they say he passed one year after his wife passed last year.
You know, I saw that. I played him yesterday, and you guys looked at me like I was crazy.
Man, you. I didn't know. I didn't hear you play Duke, man. That's my hero.
Yeah, he died at 67.
Yeah, 67 years old.
He had been battling chronic lymphatic leukemia.
See,
I
didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Wow. I know you're playing him, Jeff. You got to be playing him because, you know, he was the funk master.
Man, please.
Absolutely.
I didn't play no funk by him yet.
Oh.
I played Phil and I forgot the other one. When I get my mind.
No.
That one. That's the one I had. Wait a minute. I'm sorry about that, Sal.
Sorry about that.
I got
a little caught up. I didn't have no. Wow.
You got to play Dookie Stick, Jeff.
Dookie Stick is next because my man called me and made me do it.
I mean, you can't play. How are you going to play George Duke and not play the Dookie Stick?
Man, come on. We got time to play Dookie Stick. It's quarter to two.
I just got here.
Oh, you just got here. You're trying to make me play stuff that I ain't ready to play.
I'm sorry.
I'm shutting you off.
Okay.
Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back after these Dookie Stick messages.
Hey, Bama, what's up? Hello, who's out there?
I don't know. They can't hear nothing. Now they can.
They know it's Tuesday.
They know it's Tuesday.
Yep, well,
Matt was wondering whether you came out the ceiling somewhere.
They know.
And
it's
I told him that you fell right out the ceiling, right into the chair, started talking. That's how she does it on Tuesday.
Well, somebody's got to do it that way. Hey, Matt, how you doing, darling?
I'm good. You're not too mad at me after yesterday, are you?
Why would I be mad at you?
I called you out one time. I felt bad about it. I asked Jeff if you were looking for voodoo dolls of me after the show.
Why would I be mad at you? What did you do?
She got the power, and she know how to use it.
What did you do? What did I miss?
You know, the subject we were talking about, and it got on to the Simon Cowell incident, and I kind of called you out a little bit.
I don't mind. I mean, it's all in the name of fun and talk, and I'm not that petty. I can't even remember that far. So, okay.
All right, I'll go with that.
Simon Cowell's friend had a winky, huh?
I said, okay, I'll go with that then.
That's a business deal. That's not a step out. There's a difference. As I said yesterday, do you know what kind of business it is to have a baby by Simon Cowell?
Yeah, it's a golden parachute.
That ain't a parachute. That's a golden winky.
I don't know about that.
I'm trying to tell men to be careful. Kids in college, you know, y'all need to be careful. There are predators out there, and they've turned this into a business.
If you're a star football or basketball player,
you ain't even got to be a star.
Oh, you got
to.
You got
to
be.
You ain't got to be a star. You can be on the rise. You can even look like you'll have hope. In New York City, there is a game going on where they're going after the postman because they know the postman got a job.
They're going after everybody. In the end day, seven women will lay hands on one
No, they're laying hands on, but Jeff, they're trying to have babies by the postman. That's a second check for 18 years straight. That's the new what's it called, the new welfare program. Without accountability. Hey, Alex. I know Alabama's out there. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing good. Yeah. I'm just listening in, you know.
See, he was listening because Alabama was. Oh, here I go.
Was he on a roll?
Yeah.
Alabama was on a roll, huh?
Yeah.
Alabama was on a roll.
No, thank you.
Hey, and Alex, you're a computer guy. I have a question for you. Why do computers always mess up when you need them to do something?
That's funny.
That's real.
Murphy's Law.
Every time I go to get something done, this sucker decides it wants to crash, go upside down, not act right, just be stupid. I want to know, why is that?
Because you need a new machine, that's why.
I don't need a new machine. It does this, or you get a virus, or something goes wrong, or it gets a mind of its own. See, I'm telling you guys, if you're not careful, the machines are going to take over.
We need to get a Mac sponsor. Somebody's going to sponsor us and
this
give us...
This ain't Mac. I don't care if it's a Mac or non-Mac.
Well,
it's all the same.
Macs don't get viruses.
But Macs do crash.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Macs get viruses. Come on, man.
Yeah.
They don't get viruses.
Yes, they do.
Wait, listen to me. When's the last time you heard somebody say that their Mac got a virus?
Often. The people that I know that have Macs, absolutely.
I don't know
but
nobody.
Do you know why that is, though? I can tell you exactly why that is. You know,
they don't
people,
have no software.
Because nobody wants to use a Mac. That's why. So
nobody
wants to use a Mac. I mean, over 90% of the world's computers run Windows. Now, when you come to mobile phones, now they're starting to see viruses and Trojan horses popping up on iPhones because people want to use iPhones. Basically, hackers only write viruses for things that people actually use. Nobody uses Macs. I mean, not their computers. I mean, in terms of, like, you know, like the statistically, I mean, computer users.
fact, more people use PCs than they do Macs, and more people go to their PCs more than they will their smartphone to access the internet. Right.
Absolutely.
Well, I wouldn't buy an iPhone, but I will take a Mac any day because Macs are so clean.
But they're not.
They are. I'm telling you.
Yes,
I had a Mac, and the only reason why I don't have one now is money. Okay. I need. Somebody feel sorry for a brother. You can buy me a $2,000 Mac, and I'll be so happy.
Okay, Jeff.
Yeah.
I heard somebody just told me they'll buy you a Mac, but you can't talk conservative politics anymore.
That's not going to happen, baby.
Okay. I just want to see how bad you wanted your Mac.
I don't want. No, I'll get my own Mac then. You know.
I just want to see how bad you wanted your Mac. What'd you say?
Have you seen on where this eighth grade kid misspelled Emancipation Proclamation? Alex Trebek called him out on it, and now he's mad and said Alex was, picking on him.
I saw that.
They need to learn how to spell.
Well, that's not the platform for him to correct him. He just wasn't telling him whether it's right or wrong.
No, he told him it's spelled horribly incorrect. That's all he said.
I think he put a T in there somewhere where he wasn't supposed to put a T. But wasn't the whole problem with that whole thing that other people in the past have misspelled words and have been allowed to get that answer correct? Isn't that what it was?
That's true. I mean, on Final Jeopardy?
Yeah, where they... Go ahead.
Final Jeopardy, you can spell it wrong and still win. You just have to have the implications like voting. The intent of what you were trying to say.
Yeah, so I think that was the whole story, was the fact that this kid got the answer wrong because he spelled it wrong. And
exactly.
I think that's what the story was all about. But then again, it wasn't just Alex Trebek. He said that he went to the judges that were there, and the judges didn't accept it. So I don't know how they could put that all on Trebek. Why not throw it on the show itself?
Because he's the face of the show.
Yeah, this is true. Go ahead, Pianki. You're the one.
They're not blaming Obama, and he's the face of the show.
That's why I watched Steve Harvey's has a nice show.
Family Feud. He don't kiss all women like Richard Dawson did, though.
He wants to, though. So really tripping.
I was just listening to some Western World, and I have to say white propaganda on North Korea again.
Oh,
Paula
yeah?
Hancock apparently was there. It just had monsoon rains, and she was filming roads that had been washed out, and criticized and talking about this is the Korea, North Korea, that I wasn't supposed to see. It showed kids fishing and with makeshift nets. Well, duh, what are they supposed to do? Get a commercial net and fish with? Also showed farmers farming by hand rather than using carbon footprint farm implements. Well, I thought all organic, most organic farms, a farm without using carbon footprint farming mechanisms. My goodness. And if they really want to see some, I didn't, and then they had people that was walking. And they say cars is a luxury here. Well, hell, I wish you could have people walking here in America. You wouldn't have these big baboons and hippopotamus walking down the street the way they are.
Oh, now, Pianki, be nice. Be nice. Be nice.
My goodness, man. They try to denigrate these countries. Like, I don't understand. Hey, if you want to see some devastation, Paula Hancock, come to East St. Louis, Illinois. Come to North St. Louis, South Side Chicago, West Memphis. And you want to see some dilapidated houses. Electricity do go out because they can't afford the electric bill.
Detroit.
And also Detroit. Thanks, Jeff.
That was my boy. My boy used to say, where are you from? Detroit.
Well, now tell me, let me ask you this. When are we going, Pianki, since you're bringing this up, when are we going to change?
Well, I did because I know better, so I don't know what to tell you, Trace, and it's from listening to shows like this that have educated me to a point of beyond PhD.
When we gonna change?
No.
Oh, so you knew I was lying on that one, huh? Well,
I don't
know, Trace.
But you know, I show just here to make you think. You know, if I can just get to folks, my problem with people is that people refuse to think. They're too lazy to think about what's really going on in the world, so that they take whatever somebody gives them and whatever media source. Yeah, Alex.
What, did you think about the article that I posted on your page about our national debt, about the debt of this government?
I didn't see it.
Well, it don't matter because we're getting ready to break anyway.
I didn't see it. Let me look. Didn't I just tell you I'm having problems with my machine? I'm sitting over here.
Oh, okay. That is, it's really not $16
trillion.
How much is it, Alex?
It's really somewhere over $200 trillion that the United States government owes. They owe more money. They owe more money than is in existence.
You're gonna be put on the no-fly list talking like that. You won't be able to fly from your house to Chicago, man. You better be careful.
These are. There's been three. University of California economists, professors, a couple other ones at different universities. Everybody's confirmed it. What they can find on, it's at least $60 trillion. But if you count everything, all the obligations that the government has, it's over $200 trillion,
including the unfunded liabilities. That's $125 trillion.
Well, that $200 trillion includes that 120, that 125,
yeah, $125 trillion in unfunded liability that a lot of people are going to be cashing in on pretty soon. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, it's
and they get mad when other countries decide to use other means, other denominations to trade in. And use it as a note of final settlement than the U.S. dollar.
Yeah. I mean, I think anybody in their right mind would, you know. Well.
Yeah, any country would. So I don't know what to say. I think I'd probably be able to use up all the cards in my hand before that happened. I'll be going on to the happy realm, wherever that may be. But it's going to be some mad people in this country at some point in the future.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's just scary, because it just seems like everybody is just kind of just oblivious, and just like sheep, And our the people in the government aren't any better. I mean, they're I don't know. You would think that they have the information and they would do something about it, and they don't do anything. It's crazy.
Like we were saying in the beginning of the show, the main problem isn't your higher ups, isn't your leaderships, isn't your Bilderbergers, your Obamas. The real problem are the people who either elect or allow these people to go forward. I've always said that the two biggest problems with the human race is number one, naivety, and it's followed very closely by hypocrisy. And we see that running rampant in this country right now. And just the naivety of what we were talking about with the national debt, which is much larger than what it says, and the hypocrisy of it's okay because, of this reason or another reason. You can put those two things to every single major problem that this country or humanity as a whole has.
Well, you know, I don't think it's humanity, but I do think it's the country. And you know, you're absolutely right. You're drawing the problem on the people standing by letting this crap go on. But there's various reasons. You know, it's just like a person creates a monster that they want to control, but sooner or later the monster controls the person, you know, through all devious means. And that's exactly what you have now. People cannot contemplate the problem because the education that they're giving them makes them look in other directions other than the problem.
Well, you know, I don't really think it's fair to put the blame on the people, because it just, I think it's just a deflection to keep the same nonsense going on, because you will never get everybody on the same page. It'll never happen. You know, so trying to, like, aiming for that, you know, having that kind of a goal, in effect, all it means is that the same tyranny will persist. That's all that means. If you make that, you know, if you make that your goal and say, well, that's the problem, everybody, you know, because everybody isn't, you know, the people aren't on board, then I just think that it's almost a cop out, because it's not something that can even happen in reality. That's
but
never,
you know,
happened where everybody's on board.
I don't say it's a cop out, because the politics that I'm talking about black community. Of course, this can be looked at in a broader perspective, but in black community, we get the politics we deserve because that's what we vote for over and over again. Our schools are deplorable because we accept that. Who would think go back to busing like they've done here in portions of St. Louis County, where I'm at?
Well, what is our politics have nothing to do with our schools?
Politics do have a lot to do with your schools. Absolutely, they do.
Our politics, the way that we vote, has nothing to do with the condition of our schools today.
Well, let me ask you something. Here we have a state board of education.
Yep.
And when they pass charter law, states that, you know how charter works. When the state comes along, when you have groups that want to use a specific method of running a charter school, then they fight the state, then the state wants to change the law, where the law says you cannot duplicate an already successful plan. Is that not politics?
Of course it is, but let me ask this. When you go out into, say, different, you can go to any metropolitan city, go out to the suburbs and rural areas, are people who live in, let's say, better counties, better districts, better school districts, are they complaining about the same thing, about some silly law that these guys at the state board at the state level board of education pass? They're not concerned with that. And the reason why not is because what controls education in the schools in your district is your economics. People think that if you're starting with politics, you're putting the cart before the horse.
Well,
you
I agree with you there,
with
but you didn't say it like that at first.
Well, I'm just saying that politics has nothing to do with the condition.
They couldn't hear a word I was saying. Yeah, here we go. We're back up live, you guys. And we're talking about what's on our mind and what's on your mind. Complaining about the things that are going on. And look, we want things to change, there's no doubt about it. But the thing is who's going to listen to me, Bianchi, when I tell you? And who's got that noise going on in the background?
It's not me,
Alex.
Okay. When I tell you, we have to change the behavior of our community to be able to overcome what the other community ignores about us.
You have to. The things that the way people deceive you, that's not perceive, but perceive you, is they're doing so based on certain faults that you have and not controlling the basic things in your own community, like education.
So,
I would just while you was out there, we were just discussing that how much politics has or don't have effect in education.
Oh, my God. Politics controls education. That's why our schools are not teaching anything. Because it's better for the politician, and it's better for the politician and their heritage to continue to stay in power if the people are ignorant. You understand that, right?
Well, yeah, and you know, then he mentioned something about economics, but yeah, economics plays a part too. But economics will permit you to have your own private schools and get away from the public schools that's controlled by the politics.
You know, it's easier to be a slave than it is to be free, right?
Yep.
Bianca.
Yeah, I've heard that before, and I'm beginning to believe it.
I mean, think about it. If you may not like having your freedoms limited, but as long as you're a slave, somebody's going to take care of you. And it's easier for me to be a slave and for you to take care of me than it is for me to be free and have to go get my own.
Yeah, Master Progressive, I sure would like you to throw me some more pennies down into the ghetto. You know, we need to clean our streets and feed our children, because you know, we always vote for you, and we love that. So,
and then you got the house wrangler who come and wrangle you around, telling you you're free when you know you ain't free.
I was talking to this black man who's a manager of a Hardee's restaurant, and he was talking about the workforce. And I asked him, I asked him something around the hours that the workers work. And he told me, well, because of Obama, that we cut the hours. We're full-time now. I think he either said 30 hours or 25 hours. It was kind of astonishing to me. But
Obamacare.
Yes. They only work less than 30 hours or less than 25 hours.
Right.
And
everybody's going, listen, 66% of the jobs created last month were part-time jobs, okay, which is making this drop in unemployment rate a really stupid thing because there's no drop. Okay, 77% of all jobs created this year have been part-time jobs.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Let me ask a question about that statistic, because I don't know about this. I never looked it up. It just popped in my head when you said it at the beginning of the show. Those part-time
mm-hmm.
jobs that they said were created, how many of those, is it possible, how many of those were created as part-time jobs because these companies were who had 50 employees or more because of Obamacare, wound up taking their employees down to part-time positions so they didn't have to pay that extra money for that care.
Didn't see the breakout, but I'll guarantee you that's a big reason. That's why I was saying people are still, the president still has too much, to me, of a favorability rating, because people don't know how things work. Otherwise, they'd know, well, he just shut us out. And they know that the reason why you don't have any employment going on and no manufacturing is because he's legislated you right out of it, or not legislated, but put you into over regulation. He's regulated money right out of the middle class.
Well, the same, but you have to understand, we are a country that is run on over regulation, because the crash in 2008. Was because of the regulation and them not deregulating and or rescinding a law that they had when it came to AIG. So the too big to fail because they were too big to say they made a mistake.
You're talking about monetary regulation, which they have over-regulated that to where the banks still aren't going to be loaning, and they're doing that on purpose as well. Okay, number two, I'm talking about the regulation like the EPA that is stopping manufacturers from manufacturing.
They're stopping people from selling their houses.
They're stopping everything because
you're stopping coal. You're stopping everything that can move any country forward. You're stopping progress.
Well, like I said, and they're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, they're not doing it on purpose.
Well, see, you keep saying that, but the thing is if you look at what's going on, if they're not doing it on purpose, then what does he think he's going to reinvest with? if he cuts the corporate tax rate a little bit, but he wants some reinvestment money. He doesn't need any reinvestment money. They're printing $85 billion a month and throwing it into the economy, which is why the stock market is doing good, because the stock market is taking all of that money. It's not getting
fast
down
food
to anybody.
Fast food employees are protesting for $15 an hour.
What's wrong with that? They got to get paid.
Well, nothing wrong with it, but just goes to show you the extremes that the things have gotten since the hours have been set by this new standard for full-time workforce, full-time hours.
Bianca, this is my question. When are we going to stop telling people that McDonald's is a place of long-term employment? I thought it was a place where kids went to flip burgers while they were in school.
McDonald's is my kind of place.
Well, you know, Tracy, when the local McDonald's here has applications and they announce it, you have long lines with not only elderly but also teenage students trying to get those applications.
Well, at least they were teenagers and elderly. I'm talking about folks trying to feed a family of four on a McDonald's,
well,
McDonald's
wage. There's everything else in between, though. But, some people work three jobs, four jobs. I don't
ain't
know how they even keep
that
up with that. Well,
there's
nothing wrong with it. I mean, from the premise of it, but my goodness, if you get down to the point that that's the way it is, that is something else.
The question
and that's
is
why come and they speed. They have to speed every place they go. Not and they get caught up in these speed traps, these cameras. They're using cameras every place now to avoid the accusation of racial profiling.
But that's the new tax. You know that.
Yeah,
it is
a tax. You're absolutely right.
It's a new tax, and it's a tax, you know, we don't look at it, but if you look at how many days you work based on regulations and taxes and that you have to pay, you work almost two-thirds of a year for you to make a profit on the time that you pay. But they don't want you to know that, so they don't call it a tax, but that's what it is.
Yeah, no doubt.
And we need to be cognizant of that is a tax.
Well, this school district that we was telling you about that's busing, I think they had 4,500 students. I think half of them is leaving. And the superintendent made a report that by December, the rest of the district would be bankrupt. Now the students that did stay, they're going to be out of the school. The students that's going out there to the county school, they're going to be sent back because there won't be any money to pay for them. Because the regular school district is broke.
Well, no doubt about that. If anybody has an abject lesson in that we should not be voting a certain way, all they need to do is look to Detroit.
Yeah.
Detroit is the perfect example of why you don't vote liberal progressivism. And if that means Democrat, then don't vote Democrat. If it means Republican. You got a liberal progressive Republican. Don't vote for him. It's destroying America. It's destroying your ability to operate. That used to be the most prosperous city in the world.
But again, but they're going to. They don't tell the truth when they tell you what actually happened to all this.
Well, you got a liberal neocon organization that's encouraging the parents, showing them how to go about taking advantage of the opportunity to take their kids out of the district. Rather than doing just what they should be doing, is getting the district to include a budget for volunteers, especially retirees, to come into the school and spend 3 hours a day working with students to help them do whatever's necessary so they can learn.
Ain't nobody trying to do all that. What that woman say? I ain't got time for that.
Is that beeping like that?
No.
Turn your beep off.
That's not me beeping.
It sounded like somebody's pacer, hard pacer. Was that Matt talking a few minutes ago?
Yeah, that's Matt.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Matt?
I'm good, buddy. How you doing?
How's the family?
Oh, the family's fantastic.
That's good.
We're turning this into a private call.
Party line. Yeah, this is party line. Yeah, okay. How's the wife and kids? Yeah, hey.
Well, you know,
get
I was talking.
Off, folks.
I was taught to greet people like that. I teach my kids to greet people. How's your family?
But I'm not mad at you. I was taught to do the same thing. That's what you were supposed to do, if I'm not mistaken. Or did I miss something?
Absolutely.
You should always tell people just, how your family is and what's going on.
It's more than
you
just do? You, right?
Pardon me?
It's always more than just you.
Wait a minute. Who's talking? You know what? I think that's Alabama. No, somebody's having a whole conversation back there. I think.
Hey, the number's 347-945-5229. Give us a call. You can call locally at 330-781-9600. Is South Carolina out there?
Yes, no.
You just muted me.
I'm sitting here across the phone, across the table, trying to get a cup of coffee down. What in the world?
No, South, somebody was having a whole conversation in the background. I had to find it.
Trying to get things done. We're trying to be productive.
Not you this time. Because when they come in your office and you forget to mute that phone, boy, they be talking to you.
Well, I'm just glad that that one lady didn't come in that day. Listen, you got to understand, when folks get older and they get something in their head, it is so hard to convince them that it's not. And it really gets sad because, you know, last week I had a lady come in the office and she swore up and down that someone was going into her apartment. The problem was she said they were coming in through the air conditioner. And she was deadly serious. I mean,
what
she
floor
was serious,
she on?
Has a heart attack.
What floor is she on? About the 20th?
There's only one floor.
Oh.
How old is
There's
she?
There's only one floor. Huh? She is
How
86.
Is
86.
Oh, well, she got dementia.
Yeah, but the bad part about it is you inform the family, and they will not come and check on her, which basically ties my hands. Because the only alternative I have is to call Adult Protective Services, and that gets really, really tight.
Nasty.
Really tight.
So
yeah.
What's the problem?
What's the problem?
Yeah.
She's got a gun.
Everybody ought to have a gun.
The NRA mentioned. You think somebody's coming in through the air conditioner?
Oh,
you got a gun.
Oh, sugar, honey, iced tea, boy.
What's wrong with
is that? Is that your apartment?
Yeah.
Well, you better get ready to put in a new air conditioner pretty soon.
Hey, Fiagi, I got a spare just for that reason.
Oh my God!
That one gonna get lit up one night.
When you go to go check on this lady just out of a nice gesture and you open the door and you actually see a guy crawling out of the air conditioner, what's going to happen then?
I'm packing up and I'm coming to Ohio.
It's the place you want to be.
All right, we're going to take a short pause for the talk. We'll be right back. Y'all crazy.
In Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746.
That was a good story there, South. I couldn't imagine having to deal with people like, you know, I know what it's like with people with family that don't care about them. I've had a few neighbors like that, but to deal with a whole apartment building like that, yikes.
Yeah, man, I've been doing it almost 20 years now, so. And, you know, the family members, they know they're here. They don't come visit them except when they need something. And that's the sad part.
What's going on? Thank you.
Who's that?
You know, whoever's got their mic open. I really hope that they don't say anything that we don't need to hear.
No, I hear that.
So we come in for our report and it's again. I know.
I think that's California.
Hi, God.
Okay. I think that's a young lady in California that still got her mic open.
She said she had to go, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen him, because right when she said Anita, Eddie had already passed by, and I just...
That sounds like her.
So I think Anita was her name tag.
Yep, that sounds like her.
It does.
So, Matt, didn't you get married?
Did who get married? Me?
You got married, didn't you?
I've been married for 14 years.
14? Well, that was something.
Wow.
Married or had a baby or something?
Not me, no. I've been gone a while, too. I called yesterday. I called once last week, but I really haven't been with the show all that much lately, so you might have me confused with somebody else.
And I didn't even, you know, it looks cute. I have to go over there. I was like, it's girly. I don't care what you say. She doesn't like the. She's not girly. I'm like, you're lucky I didn't put the. I'm like, you're lucky. So, Matt, let me ask you something. If I can hear it, go ahead. Is A-Rod going to be able to keep his salary?
No.
No?
No, they suspended him.
But if he appeals it, will he be able to still keep his money, you think?
If he appeals it successfully, yes. But if he has to miss that length of time, no, when he come off suspension, he'd be ready to retire.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same boat. I don't think he'll get it either if he loses that appeal.
You talking about what, $90 million?
Yeah, that's two and a half years. He's making what, $34 million a year?
I'm really not.
I don't know why come they.
You hardly ever dance.
I don't know why come they even talk about these steroids. You know, in baseball, if they're taking human growth hormones in order to heal an injury fast, I kind of sympathize with them like that because they want to hurry up and get back on the field so they can provide the fans with the, you know, that level of play that they expect.
Yeah, but, you know, what gets me is this, these guys are willing to take that stuff, man. It does some weird stuff to your prostate, and they're doing that all for money, man. And I'm like, wow, nah, it ain't worth it.
Yeah. I never talked to her until, like, the last year. I was around, though.
Man, who is that making all that noise? If I was making this,
they can mute them. They can mute them over the air, but they can't mute. We can still hear them in the air.
If they mute them, we shouldn't be able to hear them. But I don't know why they're having such an issue with that.
Yeah, I've said a whole lot less than that got muted.
Say the number 347-949. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WLCM 800.
I've said a whole lot less than that got muted.
Who got muted?
I have said a whole lot less than all that noise, and I've been muted.
I know. We don't know who it is yet. Who is that, Josh?
Do you still have
somebody doing it
California?
Again?
That's better.
Okay.
There you go. That took care of it.
There you go. Wow. Okay. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945. 5229. Hey, I want to talk about baseball for a minute. I want to know what you guys think about A-Rod.
We were just discussing that.
That was good.
Who cares?
That was really good.
What was really good?
South Carolina brought that up as a main topic. I just found it interesting. You hopped right into that.
See that? I'm good at what I do. I keep on telling
you
guys that.
No, she's just a psychic.
No, I'm not a psychic.
Well, I had asked the question if he was going to be able to keep his salary while he was suspended.
No.
I didn't hear the things on it.
I mean, you know, sometimes they have
salary.
He's
going to lose about $100 million.
That's a lot of money, though.
Well, he was
worth money.
A-Rod was a tremendous baseball player.
He's still worth it.
What he do in baseball is just anybody cannot do that.
Warning!
But now
he's saying
he gets finished with it. He's not gonna be Tracy up there blushing, huh? I'm drooling.
But now you guys heard about what happened with A-Rod and when he came out to speak last night in reference to his suspension. And he can play all the way through it, and how they felt as though he had not always been this, you know, this humble person, and now that he is, he's here, and he was more humble last night. Nobody believes him that he really, you know, is concerned about, you know, his image and what's going on, and he really tried to play to the cameras last night, and because of his attitude, people are saying, you know, big deal, you should have been that way all the time.
Well, not necessary, because some people look at the Cardinals have won 11 World Series. But when you tell that to the Yankee fan, they say, so what? We have won 30. So
okay.
It's an attitude that go on with the Yankee fans. Go ahead.
I could give a flip. I mean,
you're not a baseball fan, Jeff.
I am too a baseball fan. Don't say that. I am. I watch baseball on TV and listen to it on the radio. Get that one. But here's my point. He made one statement. He said, I could have made some mistakes. I had two knee operations and two neck operations. And let me tell you, somebody that has had trouble and had to take steroids, I can relate to that, because the steroids take the pain and the swelling out, and they do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. So if he's getting shot up, you know, to a point to, you know, where it's taking that swelling down and that pain so he can play again, who's to say? If the doctor used it on him, he thought it was necessary.
And sometimes the doctor gives you stuff, and I mean, you'll do anything while you're in pain to get out of pain.
You will get it, because I'm going to tell you, that is pain like you would not. Man, I was crying almost on a hospital bed because they gave me a shot of Demerol to knock the thing out, and a whole shot of Demerol did not touch the pain. Now, how
Dude,
does that
you
happen?
You must have been in some serious pain, because
excruciating.
When I hurt my back.
Man, well, this was my knee. Just my knee.
Mm.
And it swelled up like four times its size. But,
yeah.
I mean, the hospital won't drain it. You have to go to the bone doctor to get it drained.
Yeah. Because
they're afraid they're going to hit the wrong thing, even in your leg. And then, you know, here it is. You know, you're sitting there, and the pain medicine doesn't do anything for you.
I had two separate patella tendons on both of my knees, and years ago, now it's starting to catch up with me.
You can tell when it's going to rain, huh?
Yeah, I can tell when it's going to thunder before the rain.
Yep.
And that says something. I mean, that says something to it.
And so I understood what he said. I'm not mad at him. I'm not going to think that he was doping just to build himself up. You know, these people, they get injuries not like our injuries. You know,
What about McGuire, though? I mean, they didn't. Was he suspended?
No, he quit.
Barry
Bonds, they accused him.
Well, I mean, still, it don't really matter. You know, like I said, they go through stuff that we don't go through. And that's something that needs to be considered. I don't think it's being considered.
No, it's not.
And so that's why I say, let the man go. I hope he live happily ever after.
So that's a lot of money to lose.
And, you know, they give him this big suspension, and then they let him appeal it, and then he's still popping. So
the Yankees say they don't play him. You got another Yankee player, Derek Jeter. coming back off a broken ankle. Now he's got problems with another area of his leg.
How old is Derek Jeter now?
Everybody they say is 39.
Yeah, but Jeter, he's got to be up there too.
Yeah, he's in his 30. But he's excellent.
Well,
ball player, excellent
shortstop.
None
of them like them old boys. Satchel Paige played until he was, what, 45?
Warren Spahn pitched until he was 44.
That's a whole other year. I don't think they ran and they hit. I don't think they played as many games.
Yes, they did.
No.
Yes, they did.
They played more games today. They played up clean into damn near November.
Yep.
Because I was a kid, I remember.
Satchel Paige played.
Satchel Paige played Negro League baseball, which was a whole lot different, traveling and so forth.
No air conditioning.
I'm thinking that Paige, I just saw an article yesterday about something they're going to do. As far as the White House going to honor the Negro League players or something.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is it just honor them or are they going to give them some money?
I don't know what they're going to do.
The league pays them. Anybody that's left in the Negro League, they receive a league pension. Willie Mays and them made like $250 a month when they was
No, they don't. No, who gets a pension?
No, they do. There is a Negro. If there's any Negro League players left, they do receive a pension.
No, they don't. Not all of them. All of them do not receive a pension. Now, I know.
You know any that don't?
Yeah, my dad. He died, and he didn't get no pension from no Negro League. All the time he.
Well, I think if they played in Negro League and they came up to the majors,
he did.
I think
he went all the way to He went all the way to the engines. I'm going to see him tonight. Nope. Ain't no
who the Cleveland?
Yeah,
Cleveland. But
he came in. My dad played for Cleveland back in the 50s and 60s. No, they didn't. They did not receive a pension like that.
Mm.
Now they sometimes if you wanted to go if you wanted to go around and help and if you wanted to go do some stuff, they would help you out. But as far as getting a little checky check every month, you get nothing.
Well, I thought they got something.
No. I wish I could say yes, but no. As a matter of fact, outside of being underutilized or being used for promotional shots and signing baseball cards and all that kind of stuff, they don't get much of nothing unless you go on tour.
Well,
and that's sad to say, but that's real. And they have never been recognized, and even in 42, and I haven't seen the movie, but I am quite sure they did not recognize how they treated the other players when they came into the league. Because when my dad talked about, when they would go traveling and having to sleep in the boiler room in the basement,
mm-hmm.
and how they treated him as a ball player after he came off the field, it really they killed their spirit.
Well,
here's an article on ESPN. It said Major League Baseball will provide more than $1 million in pensions to former Negro League players through a new charitable program. So maybe you need to look up in that. The fund would benefit 27 players, all of whom played after Jackie Robinson's broke baseball's color barrier in 1947. This article is 2004. I give you the link.
Send me the link, but I got a question. How are they going to treat the people when they're dead already?
I don't know. Well,
no, you might be able to get something being as a state. If he didn't have a state, you're next of kin. You got the
some of them receive. You can have players will have the option of getting $833 a month for 4 years, or a rate of $375 a month for life. So maybe, Stacy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, my dad. What?
When your father died? Passed.
2 years ago. 2 years ago. 2 years. 2 years ago, August 1st, wasn't it, Jeff?
I believe.
Your dad passed the same year.
Yeah, June of that year.
So that was 2011. And this came out in 2004,
right.
I think. So maybe it's good. I'll drop by the day after all.
Ain't getting no check. I know that part.
Well, you got to look into stuff. Because you don't know what might
have.
And I think rightfully so, because they use the Negro Leagues as a pool, talent pool to pull a lot of players. You'd be surprised who was involved in the Negro League. Bull Connor used to announce for the Birmingham Barons in Alabama.
Ain't that something?
Yeah, ain't it? Then you had another black historian, C. Eric. I can't think of his whole name. He was a traveling manager for the Birmingham Black Barons. He used to be the person that kept the scores and so forth.
Wow.
See, my dad played for the Buffalo Bisons, and he played in a Cuban team.
Cuban Clowns?
I don't know. It's before my time. It's way before my time. But if you go look up Joe Caffey, you'll find it.
Here we go.
C. Eric Lincoln was his name.
Look up who? What was the name?
Joe Caffey. C-A-F-F-I-E.
That's how he spells it. C-A-F-F-I-E.
A-F-F-E?
I-E.
Joe Caffey.
Joe Caffey.
You sure it wasn't Caffarelli?
Nope.
Yeah, there's he.
There's
is that him
down.
Right there?
Yeah, he's got his own Wikipedia page.
Sure do. Cleveland.
Yeah,
is your father Tracy?
Yeah.
Have you got any baseball cards around?
I have a couple. They're not signed. I was not smart enough to have my dad sign mine. It didn't make sense to me. I think I have one signed card by my dad, but that's about it. But I may have a couple cards around.
I'm going to tell you what to do, my dear. As soon as
but
I get off the air.
But I got some cards. No, cards either.
Don't go to the store and buy no today's ink pen now. I got different ink.
My dad's been signing. I mean, they would send him $5 and, you know, $10 inside the mail. He's been signing cards for years. And that's how a lot of them made supplemented their income by, you know, people.
Died August the 1st.
I'm going to send it back. August 1st, 2011.
Age 80.
Yep. That's why I have not gone to see 42 yet.
That's what you meant.
That's why.
Man,
you bet it. It was too close.
Well, here.
Too close. I got to go take a break.
Yeah, we got to go take a break.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side.
Of what?
The break.
Oh, okay. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Harper Keegan with your headline news. Police are on the search for the person who stole a bank bag from a customer outside of a Huntington Bank branch in Austintown Township. It happened just before noon yesterday. The woman told police she chased the suspect but stopped when he pulled out a gun. The bank bag only had one check and no cash inside, and no one got hurt. Police have provided a description of the suspect. They say he's a black male, 6'3", with a thin build, wearing a light blue shirt, blue jeans, and a hat. If you have any information, call Austintown Police. In Warren, officials are investigating the homicide of a woman whose body was found burning inside of a home. The coroner said the 41-year-old woman died of asphyxiation. Police don't have any suspects right now. And a neighborhood in Youngstown is having a major cat problem. A couple dozen cats are living in and around a vacant home on Parkview Avenue. Some neighbors want the city to bring in an animal rescue group to take the cats. In the meantime, some neighbors are feeding the cats twice a day. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
The Cumulus Health Club and the Center for Physical Health in Canfield present today's health tip. Here's Director Mary Beth Romeo.
The Center for Physical Health would like to help you take charge of your health by getting involved in physical activity and learning how to exercise properly and to eat healthier. We offer a variety of classes and programs to help you reach your goals. Eat right, think right, and move right. Visit thecenterforphysicalhealth.org for more information.
Today's health tip has been brought to you by the Center for Physical Health in Canfield. From physical therapy, the treatment of chronic pain from sports injuries, or taking your performance to the next level, The Center for Physical Health can help you eat right, think right, and move right. Visit us on the web at thecenterforphysicalhealth.org, 4137 Boardman Canfield Road, Suite 104. Call 330-286-3850.
Are you looking to save money on your heating and cooling bills this year? Quality Windows can meet all your window needs while improving your curb appeal and increasing your home's value. Family owned and operated since 1998, Quality Windows lifetime warranted easy maintenance windows can save you up to 35% on your energy bill. They'll bring the showroom to you.
Hi, this is Kevin Goldberg, owner of Quality Windows. Call us today for your free in-home estimate at 1-800-863-9344. And you won't have to worry. There's no high-pressure, three-hour sales pitch with us. We don't require down payments, and we also have many different financing options available. And our prices start at just $179. And if you call in and mention this ad, receive an additional 20% off our Timeless series. And all the Quality Windows come with a true lifetime warranty.
Get your free estimate and more info at QualityWindowsLLC.com. 800-863-9344. Quality Windows, you've seen the rest. Now come see the best.
Why should you pay more when your air conditioner breaks after 5 p.m.? Ainsley Heating and Cooling won't penalize you for broken equipment no matter when it happens by doing what it takes to ensure your complete satisfaction. At Ainsley Heating and Cooling, we don't charge you any unnecessary fees. No overtime, no diagnostic, and no trip charges. That's right, same price day or night. Weekends, too. Call Ainsley Heating and Cooling now at 330-637-1911 or AinsleyHTG.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again. Where are we at, Tracy?
Where are we at?
We're on WSOM 600 AM.
You looking for me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
What you doing?
I'm trying.
You got to pay attention while you're over there,
you know? No, I'm trying to do like Jeff. I mean, I'm trying to like, that's why y'all
your
sit over
here.
Your
name is
not
Jeff Green.
Y'all sit over here and just kick it. I'm doing the same
thing.
Now
you see what happens.
Y'all get over here, get distracted, just be kicking it over here while I'm working hard.
Man, the computer take you up, take you
at
away.
At least I'm not posting on Facebook.
How do we know where you're posting?
I'm not.
I'm talking on the radio and still posting. So what does that have
Jeff
to do?
Jeff Green talking on the radio and still posting.
I've been doing it all day.
No.
All day.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I hope you're having a good afternoon today. Today is Tuesday, the 6th of August, 2013. We're almost at the end of the day. We've got crazy people online. There they are.
They're there.
They're there. What else?
South Carolina.
South Carolina, Pionki. Alex is in the wind.
Larry.
Larry Long?
Larry White.
That's Alex White.
He's Larry White. That's his middle name is Alex. Larry White, Barry's little brother.
No, Larry is a... Larry White, Jim Graham.
We can make him Larry Graham.
Nigga mean Larry.
Alex Graham, Larry
Larry.
Now you gotta sing another song that you gotta sing.
Oh.
One in a million.
Mine was When We Get Married.
We Get Married.
I heard that a couple weeks ago. And mm-hmm. I hadn't heard it in a long time. And there was something else I heard the other day that I couldn't believe somebody played it. I'm like, wow.
What the one was good was the one Today's the First Day of the Rest of Your Life. Done with the harpsichord.
Mm-hmm.
Today's the first day of the rest of your life with your new wife. You have the nerve to pity me.
Jeff, sweetie, guess what?
That's the song.
Jeff.
I can't.
Before my time.
Knew all the mother ones, you, what you mean?
Before my time.
No, they weren't. They couldn't be before your time if you knew.
Let me tell you why. Because when we were growing up, it wasn't our music that we listened to. We listened to our parents' music. We didn't listen to our music. There wasn't but one record player, and only one person had money, and we had to listen to their music.
330-540, I'm not listening to what she got to say. Talk.
540, how you doing?
Good afternoon, you two crazies. This is Bob.
Hey, Bob, I need for you to call me when I get off the air.
On the 207 number, Trace?
720.
Okay, yeah, 720, right. Okay. Hey,
okay.
I got to ask you a question about your Facebook.
Okay.
Who is it that has taken over your Facebook and keeps posting as, what is it, something or other, the big mayor or something?
DeMoss?
She took you over, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
DeMoss or something on that order.
DeMoss Mayor.
Whoever that is posting on your Facebook like crazy. I kind of like the comments that they put up there, but I never see you posting.
I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah.
I don't.
How are they able to do that, to kind of take over, and it almost looks like comments that you would agree with?
I got to go through daily and address them, because
see, Jeff is
I
a little
don't.
Bit different. I don't. I post. You'll see me post a lot of articles that I'm reading or I'm trying to get back to. She searches everything, and if I have something to say, and I go through and I edit some of them, but I don't have the time. I really don't have the time to just like do that. I wish I did.
Well, I was just wondering. I was looking at it today. I stopped at Panera and grabbed a sandwich, and I just happened to – I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook myself, but I do kind of keep track of yours because I like your comments and some of the articles you've posted up there. And I was just wondering, do you think that he posts so much on your Facebook because you have a presence that he hasn't been able to set up for himself?
No, what it is. No, that's not what I
disagree.
I know who she is. No, wait a minute. I know who she is, and I have asked them to put the comments up because she keeps it going, and people want to hear that kind of stuff, and then people comment on the left and on the right. Sometimes the conversation gets really a little wacky. I got to go back in and start editing and pulling stuff down, but somebody has you want to have somebody to work your page like that.
Right. Okay, but I was just wondering about that, whether that was a pseudonym that you were using or whether that was somebody that kind of hijacked your page for you.
The only time that I've had a little tete-a-tete with that person is when I had during the Zimmerman trial, because it went a little bit too far crazy, and I had to slow that sucker down. But outside of that, I did. I had to whoa, because it was going a little bit nuts.
Yeah.
So I had to slow that down. But outside of that, they do a very, very good job of making sure that even I stay informed with stuff that I would not pay attention to.
Now,
if you're
not letting too much information out, as I was reading there, I picked up that there's a possibility this is a person of color. Is that correct?
No, she is not.
No.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. That was
Mary.
A wrong assumption on my part then.
No, she is not. But she is a great person, and as she goes through and she does this, and she really is about trying to get information out. I don't always agree with everything that she posts. But
or the way she does it.
Yeah, or the way she says it. But there's a lot of things that will invoke
you
your thought.
You don't care for her demeanor, AJ.
Pardon me?
I was referring back to the comment the co-host just made. He doesn't necessarily agree with her demeanor or how she presents things, eh?
Right. No, I don't. And that's what she and I have differences on, because you don't have to call anybody a name to slam them in a post. You can use language that slams them immediately, when you insult their intelligence with facts, because whenever you put a fact up there, people, they have to deal with it. And whether they try to over-explain themselves or not, that's neither here nor there. But they do that, but it's, it ain't.
And some things are learning. Some people tend to look at people and not get it, and they don't understand how to address people of all races and all colors.
Right.
And if you don't have a conversation with them, you don't know them intimately, you will say things that are a little bit off color, not trying to be biased or racist or prejudiced. You're just being lack of knowledge and ignorant. They just don't know. And
right.
That's something
and
that we
I,
have to
I
learn
think
how
that
to
kind
do.
Of dialogue is important, Tracy, that that you understand that and you can help this individual to come along. Because one of the things I think many of us middle kind of people are very concerned, but yet still open to dialogue, is that I'm fed up with political correct speech because it takes away the impact that's necessary sometimes to get people's attention without a
perfect. And you're right. You're right. And that's where it's so important that we begin to learn from one another and to glean from one another so that we can grow.
Absolutely, I agree. I just had a really good barbershop conversation, and that was part of this fellow has real big family ties down south, and he says he sees a diametric difference in the way the black communities down south interact on a general basis with the white communities down there, and he said it's very peaceable and very enjoyable to interact with black folks down there. And he says up here in the north where he's grown up, it's becoming very, very difficult to carry on the majority of conversations that, would be
easy. Hey, Bob, you're breaking up. Listen, you know what, maybe we can bring this up on tomorrow. I'd like to do that conversation. But, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with because up north there's been more hidden racism and hidden prejudices than the open racism of the south, and they can get past it. Where up here, you don't, and in California is the same way. Here, you don't know if the person is racist, prejudiced, and so when things come up, it becomes a little bit more volatile. And that goes both black to white and white to black.
And like you said, I think political correctness in the north is a little bit more rampant than in the south, and that has a lot to do with it as well. People in the south just kind of say what they need to say, and it's out there.
Let me also throw this into the mix, and we're almost done. Since you mentioned political correctness, Matt, I want America to do something for me. They need to quit being stupid. I was watching the Today Show this morning, and I saw where Children's Place had to rescind and recall a T-shirt that was for young kids, young girls, because it says, my favorite subjects are shopping, something else, and something else, and the one that they didn't check off was math. Somebody who was a math major felt as though they were trying to dumb down the girls, and they felt they were insensitive to people who were studying math. And so they rescinded a T-shirt because they didn't check off math as being one of their favorite topics. Come on. Get a life. Politically correct, that's just stupid.
It's asinine. What you gonna do?
That's a shame.
Has anybody seen something called the Constitution of the United States of America? And no, I may not be able to spell it, but I know what it says. It's Constitution. If you don't get it, don't understand it, let me explain something to you. I ought to be able to put whatever I want on the front of my T-shirt, wear that T-shirt, sell that T-shirt, and be that T-shirt, not be punished because I thought it, said it, and wanted it because I'm American. Would you like to know how I really feel about this subject?
No, we wouldn't. We've heard enough, Tracy. You have been here.
I'm going to watch the Indians beat the Tigers.
What?
Hey!
If the Indians pull this off, I will be happy for you.
I'm going to watch the Indians beat the Tigers.
Do you see that butt kicking they took last night?
That might be last night. I'm telling y'all, the Indians going to whip on the Tigers tonight. I'm going to be in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Don't I look like I'm going to a ball game?
No. Yes, she does. She's got a big elephant around her neck. Oh, man. Tracy, you're true to your call.
Absolutely. I'm going to watch the Indians whip up on the Tigers tonight. And then I'm going to come back tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to talk with a naturopath. And after I get done talking with my naturopath, I want to talk about a couple other things. Pionk, you going to come back and hang out with me tomorrow?
He's gone.
Matt, I'm glad to have you around. Because, you know, you go MIA. Nice. I know you got to have a job. I know you got to work. But
I've been starting earlier so I can hop on the air here every once in a while. So
I'm glad because I miss you when you're not around. Just so that you know that.
Well, we
there's
miss
smoke,
you here, too. Because
there's smoke in here.
when I don't, when I don't get my outlet. My kids don't like me. I'm running around yelling my spiel to them, and they're like, just go on the radio already.
Don't listen to Jeff. I do love you. I'll be glad when I can meet you and find out who you really are. That would be make my day, because I'm looking for where I can have like some money and I can have send plane tickets to everybody and have everybody meet up with their families and have a picnic and everybody can come together and we can actually all meet. That would be really cool.
Yeah, we've lost Stanley somewhere, so we have to find him.
Yeah, I'm going to go on a Stanley hunt. I never thought I'd miss a liberal like that.
We can't go back and get numbers.
No. And okay. I thought I wrote numbers down, but I got to go find Stanley.
You wrote them down, but I don't know what you did with them.
That's the problem. Gotcha. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends. Tomorrow we're going to have, we'll be back here. Me and Sticks will be here making noise, having fun, jumping up and down. You know, Wednesday is going to be health and wellness with Thursday. I'm sorry, Thursday. It's health and wellness Thursday, and then Friday Jeff will be back here with open mic. We'll see you on tomorrow. God bless you, and have a good afternoon. Be safe.
Be safe and see ya.
Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you and your community. Get talking to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSON. You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.